Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. Authorities in Sanilac County are investigating what may be a hate-motivated break-in at a home in Brown City. Police say a residence on McMorran Street belonging to a biracial family was vandalized while the homeowners were in the process of relocating to Ohio. One of the family's daughters discovered the damage when she returned to the house to collect belongings. According to investigators, the home had been broken into with the walls damaged, paint spilled across the floors, and multiple racial slurs spray painted inside. Brown City Police were notified of the incident on April 4th and say the case remains active. Officials indicate several charges are being considered, including the possibility of a hate crime. The FBI has now joined the investigation and is working alongside local authorities. Community members say the incident is troubling for the small town where the family had lived for several years without prior issues. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Brown City Police Department. And a 76-year-old Saginaw woman has died following a crash involving a garbage truck early Friday morning. Police say the collision happened just after 5 a.m. at the intersection of Clark and Hill Streets on the city's north side. Investigators report the woman was driving east on Clark Street when her vehicle, a Chevy Cruze, was struck on the driver's side by a southbound waste management truck. The driver, identified as Charlotte Hines of Saginaw, was transported to a local hospital where she later died. Authorities say her family has been notified. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department. When we come back after this sponsor message from Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance, we'll continue with our local news.
If you're looking to protect your car, home, or business, call me, Amanda Langmaid, here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. Whether you're on the road, relaxing at home, or running your business, we have the coverage you need. Plus, with plans that include Aflac, Medicare, comprehensive auto and commercial insurance, we can create a custom solution for every aspect of your life. I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me at 989-704-3409 and get the protection you need where it matters the most. Again, that's 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a homicide investigation is underway in Saginaw after a late-night shooting left one teenager dead and another man injured. Police say officers were called to a home on South Porter Street around 11:40 p.m. on Friday, where they found two adult men suffering from gunshot wounds. 19-year-old Miles Slay was pronounced dead at the scene. The second victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The case is being handled by the Saginaw Police Department with assistance from the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit. Authorities say the investigation remains active as detectives work to determine what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to contact Saginaw Police or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.